So, hi guys. Have you guys missed me? I can't hear because I'm talking to myself. It's interesting because podcasts are like basically people talking to themselves. And it's interesting because if you see, oh God, I'm sorry for this. I need to silence my phone. Wait. Okay, sorry about that. And about this. I was saying, oh, if you see someone talking to themselves, himself, if you see something talking alone, or most people, if people see that kind of stuff, they will say like, or they will think, damn, that person is crazy. But there's a lot of people that listen to podcasts and enjoy it. I'm one of those people. And when I see someone talking alone, I don't think that person is crazy because I do that same thing. Most of the time, I'm not saying words, but I'm indeed talking to myself. Is that a normal thing people do? Talking to? Anyways, I'm getting far from the subject that I want to talk about today, and that is cinema. The world of cinema. So this is new. Yeah. Most people that know me don't really see what I have in common with cinema, because cinema, it's my last point of interest. You guys know that I like art, that I like photography, that I like what else? Cycling? I've recently started reading. Well, not recently, a couple months ago. I got inside the world of reading. And cinema is my newest, let's call it hobby. I can say it's a hobby. But I often call this kind of stuff points of interest, because it's not only a way of spending my time. It's a way of spending my time, but not only. Because I try to go more deeply, and by this I mean studying the thing. Cinema is an area that has a lot to be studied. It gets really addictive. I have this app called Letterboxd. It's basically, well, how can I describe this? It's not a social media. Or is it? Well, it's an app where you have your profile and you can search every kind of movie and then add to your watch list, and you can follow your friends that have that app or other people and see what kind of films they have been watching, and the reviews, and there's this star thing. You give like a score to the films from 0 to, well, actually, you can't give 0. You can, I think the lowest is half a star, and the max is 5. So you can give half stars, like 1.5, no, 1.5 star. And it's something, it gets really, really addictive. It's something that is really on the background on today's society, because we talk about cinema. I think everyone likes to watch a good movie, but what is a good movie for you? Because cinema theaters are flooded with the same kind of films. It's just films that become popular and they push some other films that should be watched and they don't get watched. There's a lot of art. There's a lot of excellent movies out there that people have no idea that they exist. It's films that make you question your reality. It's films that make you question your own self. It's films that make you see stuff in a different way. It's just amazing. Some films are really just amazing. And I will give an example of how the society is with cinema, with the film Parasite. That is a film that I think now everyone knows. And if you don't, you probably don't have Wi-Fi at your home. And you're also not hearing this. It was just a stupid joke. Oh, by the way, before continuing, I just want to say that sorry if you guys can hear some background noise. Because first of all, I use my phone to record this and the microphone isn't the super best top quality stuff. And I don't live alone, so there's probably background noise. So I just want to say sorry about that. Maybe if I really get into this podcast stuff, I try to buy a little better microphone. I know there's like cheap stuff out there, but anyways, I was talking about Parasite. Well, Parasite is a film that a lot of people know, because it won the best 2019 movie, and it was a film that I known before that. And when I say this, I don't really mean, oh, I'm the best, I heard before. No, it's just something that it's actually, when I heard Parasite, it's when I started liking cinema in a more deep way. Because again, I've told you guys this, and like films, everyone likes films, but I see this in a different way that rarely a lot of people see. It's like a point of study. Gosh, I really don't want to sound like a douchebag. So please don't think that about me. I lost track on my thinking. Wow. What was I thinking? Parasite, yes. I get lost a lot of times. So I was just starting this movie thing, this movie hobby. Let's call it movie hobby or cinema hobby. And I wanted to watch quality films that were really, really good. So I wasn't really sure how to find those. I have a friend that recommends me stuff, but in the beginning I was a bit lost. I was a bit lost in how to start watching stuff, watching good stuff, where to look, where to find. And I thought, why not watch the film nominees? Is that the word? Wait, I have to check that out. So Google Translator says it's nominees. I had a vague idea. Nominees. I started watching the cinema nominees. That doesn't sound right. Is that right? Nominees? It sounds a bit weird. It really does. Anyways. Gosh, I'm repeating myself. Cinema nominees. I started watching them and Parasite was there. Well, in all of the movies, I only watched two. Because I eventually found ways to watch movies and find movies. But I will watch every 2019 nominees for best movies. And I watched Parasite. Oh no, I actually watched three. Parasite, Joker, and 1917. It's I'm really bad with numbers. It's the first World War the first World War movie from Sam Mendes. So I cut here, and I had no idea what I was saying. I was saying that I watched three movies. Yes, three movies. It's Parasite, Joker, and the World War One movie. And Parasite, when I watched Parasite, I told a friend that I wouldn't be surprised if that movie would win. Gosh, my English is bad today. Would win? Doesn't matter, you guys understand. I wouldn't be surprised if Parasite won the reward. And it did. It did won. It's just amazing. But my point here is, I was explaining how cinema is in the society today. That movie was in movie theaters and no one heard about it. Because it's a movie that didn't get hyped. It's like, okay, it's there. But then, there's a lot of movies like this. Parasite got lucky and got popular, but there's a lot of movies that are excellent, are really excellent movies, and people don't even hear about them. And my conclusion about this is that when Parasite won the reward, everyone started knowing about it. And this is what I say, the cinema posers will watch that movie, and that movie will even get more popular. This Letterboxd app I use, it's an app with a lot of years. Actually, I will check that out. So it's not many years, but it's an app with like 2.5 years. So it's a decent time, I think. But that's not the point. The point is, when Parasite got released, when Parasite started to go viral, when Parasite had been nominated for Best Movie, it went to the most popular movie in the app. It's the movie with the highest rate, or one of the highest ones. I really think it's the highest one. And when the word, fuck my English today, I'm sorry guys, my English today is just awful. When the movie got the reward, that movie got even more popular, and all the posers started watching it. It's not a bad thing. I'm glad the movie got some consideration. Is that the word? Consideration? I'm glad. Because it's not a good movie. It's an excellent movie. I gave it 5 stars. I don't give 5 stars all the time. I gave it. It's amazing. And it's even more amazing if you guys go read a critic or go watch a review, because I'm really a newbie still. I know a few things about movies, I know a few things about scripts. Not a lot, but it's the basic, I would say, or a little bit more. I'm gonna keep my skills low. Cause yes, I gave it 5 stars. I'm glad it got popular. I'm glad more people will see it now, but a lot of people won't understand. A lot of people will see it cause it got popular. What do I really, really mean is that people don't go look for good movies unless they appear on news, unless someone important talks about it. People are superficial. People go after what's popular. People go for what's viral. There's not will inside people to go look for themselves. Oh, let me try search like the best or top 10 best movies of the decade. People don't do that. People just go for what's new. And when I watch, for example, a movie from 20 years ago, that's actually a pretty recent movie, because there's really, really old movies. And like, for example, a movie from 5 years ago. If I say this, I'm sure, I'm 100% sure, someone will say, oh, that's a old movie. That's sad. And I'm not saying everyone does this. But it's kind of annoying, you know. I think people should really go look stuff for themselves and not go after what's new, what's viral. And there are a lot of quality movies being made nowadays, fortunately. I'm not saying recent movies are good. But people just want to forget what's in the past, and that's wrong. That's wrong. And why it's wrong? It's wrong because I would say the masterpieces are back there, are on the past. There's this movie I'm gonna give you guys. This podcast is a bit long already. I'm going to finish it. And I'm going to hear it first, because I'm not sure if I will just release this or make a final version. I will see. I want to recommend... Actually, I haven't really talked about everything what I wanted to talk, so I will probably make a part 2. If you guys are interested, I hope you guys are interested, because I like talking. And if 5 people like my podcast, that's more than enough. If I need to talk to only 5 people, that's the 5 people I will get, and I don't mind. I just like to, well, spread my knowledge. Gosh, I really don't want to sound like a douchebag. Anyways, the movie, it's called, and this is a difficult word, it's Sinek Dush. Gosh, I'm making a fool of myself. It's an Synecdoche. New York. It's that first word and then New York. That's one of the greatest movies out there, for sure. And a lot of people haven't heard about it. It's not that known. It's just amazing. It's an amazing movie. I'm going to warn you guys, it's heavy. That's my experience. You guys may not find it heavy, but for me, it was a really, really heavy movie. It was really thick. It's a thick movie because there's a lot behind what you see. There's a lot of meaning, deep meanings behind. And watching the movie, it's really not enough at all to fully understand it. But I hope you guys go check it out. It's totally worth it. If you guys want, talk to me and I will make a review about it with my few knowledge. But if you guys really want a review about that movie, I can do a little bit of research and make a script, and I can do that. Anyways, this podcast will have a part two of some stuff I wanted to say. I hope you guys enjoyed this, and I see you guys next time.